God, it's been hot today. I came to the beach to escape the claustrophobic feel of the city during the heat, but honestly, maybe I would have been better off in the chaos. At least there's AC, and no chance of a sunburn. Where is it? I know I had it not long ago. I rifled through my bag looking for the sunscreen I definitely know I packed. If I can't find it, I'll have no choice but to head back, but... Ah, there it is. My hand finally closed around the tube of sunscreen, and I pulled it out of my bag as I looked around. I dropped the strap of my top to put the sunscreen on, and I looked around at the mostly empty beach. It did look completely empty until my eyes locked with one of the lifeguards, who so quickly looked away. I remember when that was the norm. Guys checking me out on the beach. But it's been years since I got noticed like that. The joys of middle age, I guess. I continued with the sunscreen, moving up one leg as I watched him. I tried not to be too obvious, but could tell he was probably in his mid to late 20s. I was just trying to narrow it down when he caught my gaze again. And this time, he didn't look away. It's almost like he's interested in me, but that's not possible, right? Not a chance. There's far too many young things prancing up and down this beach for him to be looking at me. Oh my God, did he just wink at me? No, he couldn't have. The sun must have been in his eyes. I'm almost twice his age. There's no way he winked at me. He's far too young for me. Oh, damn, come on. The tube of sunscreen is empty and I barely done one leg. And a quick search of my bag confirmed what I already knew. No more. But maybe. I checked everything I had in my bag and got up, walking as confidently as I could towards the little lifeguard station the younger guy who definitely didn't wink at me was lounging at. Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I ran out of sunscreen and I was wondering if you had some.
No, I'm sorry. The little shop up by the parking lot sells it, though.
I checked there earlier and they were all out. I was really hoping the bottle I had would last the day, but nope.
Yeah, I don't know who does their stock, but they're always out of essentials. Last weekend, they had nothing to drink, which must have killed their sales since it was so hot.
Yeah, that doesn't seem very helpful.
Nah, but it's the same old couple who've run it for decades. Plus, they usually give me an ice cream for free, so... I can't stay mad at them.
Well, it's the little things in life.
Exactly. Some things exist just to make my day better.
The way he looked at me as he said that made my chest feel a little tight. And I hoped he didn't notice the way I blushed. Well, do you know where I can get some more? Sunscreen, I mean.
I've got some more up in my locker. You're welcome to it. Come on, I'll show you where it is.
Don't you have to, man your post?
That's okay. I'm off duty in a couple minutes anyway. Plus, I'm doing my job. A damsel in distress has approached me, and I have to help.
His mischievous grin was far more appealing than it should have been as he hopped off his chair. It was only then I realized he was at least a full head taller than I was.
If you follow me, I'll take you up to our main station. We'll likely pass my colleague on the way.
He strode off. Evidently used to walking on the hot sand. I couldn't relate since I felt more like a baby deer learning to walk because even in sandals, my feet couldn't escape the burning sand.
I don't think I've seen you down here before. Have you traveled far?
Well, if I had been, do you really think you'd remember? He turned to look back at me over his shoulder, his expression suddenly serious.
I definitely remember you.
The sincerity in his voice did something to me. That tightness in my chest came again. Well, you're right. I've never been here before. I came down from the city. Wanted to get away from the buildings and the heat and, well, everything.
I get that. My aunt lives in the city and it's great to visit. But it can be a lot.
The way he was watching me, his eyes holding mine as he grinned, was magnetic. It felt intoxicating to have him focus on me like this. I assumed he treated everyone like this, but the way he watched me... I don't think that's how he looked at everyone. Well, you can definitely lose track of time at the beach. My statement might have more effect if we hadn't walked into the lifeguard station, my face scrunching up in shock as the blast of cold air hit me.
Yeah, it's cold in here, which can definitely be a double-edged sword. You'll be more comfortable soon, though.
Compared to the beach, it was like walking into a freezer. But as the lifeguard guided me through the door with a gentle hand on my shoulder, I barely noticed anything else. Oh, thank you. I watched as he nodded a hello to another lifeguard, who also shot me a friendly smile before stepping past us on the way out.
See, I told you my relief would be along any minute.
He gave me that grin again, so full of possibility and interest. Or maybe I was just reading into it too much. The fantasy of an overworked woman in her 40s.
See, I told you I had some back in my locker.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You've really gone kind of above and beyond with this one.
Well, that's what a lifeguard is for. To make sure you're safe and have a good time at the beach.
I took the bottle from him and started to quickly lather my arms with it, applying the sunscreen as efficiently as I could to my arms and face before realizing I couldn't do my own back. I don't suppose you could do me one more favor?
Oh, wow. At this stage, I might have to start charging.
Well, I'm sure we could work something out. He was caught off guard by my confidence, his eyes widening slightly, and I couldn't blame him. The burst of boldness surprised me, too. I can't get this spot in the middle of my back, and I'd like not to get burned in a place I absolutely can't reach to apply after sun.
Yeah, I can see that being an infuriating problem. Turn around.
I held the bottle out to him and did as he requested. So if you start at the bottom of my shoulder blades in the middle and run up towards the top where my suit ties, here. The cold feeling of sunscreen made me catch my breath. At least that's what I told myself.
Did you not come down with any friends, or are you meeting them later?
No, I just came down on my own. One of the benefits of living alone is I can do what I want, including heading off as soon as the mood strikes. I looked back over my shoulder at him as I spoke, trying to work out what his intentions actually were in asking. Only one way to find out. Plus, without anyone else around, it's just so much easier to do the things I want.
And what did you want to do today?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
I'm sorry, but you've tied your bikini strap really tight and it won't move.
What? How? I felt him try to move it, and there was next to no give. How'd I manage that, I had no idea. But I instinctively tried to turn, and in that moment felt the strap dig in at the sides. In that instant, I knew that in my haste I tied it far too tight. Oh God, how have I done that? How have I not noticed? I blushed again, this time feeling a little stupid for making such a ridiculous mistake.
Don't worry about it. It happens more than you think. People don't want their top falling off, so tie them as tight as they can. I did it a few weeks ago, tied the string on my shorts and had a busy shift. And by the time I got home, the top of my hips were rubbed raw.
He spoke softly, and I appreciated the attempt to make me feel better, even though I still felt a bit like a fool.
I'll untie it. We'll get the sunscreen applied, and then we can tie it up more comfortably.
I hesitated, knowing that my heavy tits might make a run for it, but eventually nodded, and he gently undid the strap and let it fall to the side. His hands felt amazing as they carefully rubbed the sunscreen into my back. I think you might have missed your calling as a masseuse when you decided to be a lifeguard.
If I wasn't a lifeguard, then I wouldn't be here with you.
The words felt like a jolt of electricity, and I had to bite my lip to stop another moan as his hands worked my shoulder in gentle circles before he palmed the nape of my neck. You're certainly thorough.
If you're going to do something, you should do it properly. Though, I've got to say, you're feeling extremely tense.
Oh, you have no idea.
I might have a few, actually.
A few?
Ideas.
The word lingered between us for a moment, before he took a single step closer. But suddenly I felt it wasn't close enough. And how tense are you feeling?
Well, there are some days when a beautiful woman approaches you and it becomes all you can think about.
Well, I'm sure for you that must be a daily occurrence working out here. As his hands worked up over my shoulder again, I couldn't help myself. I pressed back, my ass against his hips until there was no space between us. When they do, does it become hard to concentrate? Because I think I only want you to concentrate on me. And maybe we can work our tension out together. I roll my hips, pressing back into the hard length of him that I can definitely feel now that we're close like this. Seems to me your body's interested. But are you?
Yes, I'm definitely interested.
His hands moved down to my breasts, gently caressing them as I felt the heat of his breath against my neck.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.